Psalm 51. Psalm 51. And this is a psalm of David. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you. Save me from blood guilt, O God, the God who saves me, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, and I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. In your good pleasure, make Zion prosper. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then there will be righteous sacrifices, whole burnt offerings to delight you. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. Amen. This is God's word for us this evening. As we begin, a poem by a Christian preacher called J. John. I am dousing myself with cosmetics to stop me from smelling quite strong. Max Factor, Gillette, I've tried them all, yet I'm convinced that something is wrong. I go into Boots every Wednesday. The assistants are ever so nice, and there I buy Brute to make me feel cute and to help to kill the lice. Yet I'm still convinced that something is wrong. I even tried Vim, my future looks dim, because now I just foam when it rains. So dear Estee Lauder, do tell me, when my hair is all dyed and I'm full of Old Spice, is it a phase? Please help me erase the sweat stain that lies deep inside. That poem, you may want to read it again to get it in your head later on. That poem speaks of the problem of sin and the feeble human attempts to deal with it. And I think we all know that feeling. After all, how many times have we sinned against God and tried to resolve matters all by ourselves? Or worse still, tried to hide them away so that no one will ever know of them? The best solution always is to confess our sins before our gracious God, pleading for his grace and his mercy and his forgiveness. In this psalm that we've just read and are about to look at, David does just that. Over these coming Sunday evenings, I thought between now and Easter, we'd do a little short series on praying through the Psalms. I'm not sure how your prayer life is. I asked that question this morning, didn't I? Perhaps, though, it's like mine, but perhaps, perhaps it's much better than mine, I should say. Or perhaps, like me, you struggle from time to time knowing how to pray and what to pray for. The small groups, as we said a moment ago, are going to be looking at Paul's prayers over the coming few months. So I thought it'd be good for us to balance that out with some prayers from the Old Testament and from the psalmist in particular. The psalmist knew how to pray. If we ever needed direction in praying, he's the man to learn from. In good times and in bad, he lifts his voice to God.